In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A judge has suspended Michigan's dormant ban on abortion, saying it likely violates the state constitution. The law makes it a crime to assist in an abortion. It's been on the books since 1931, but it has no practical effect since the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion in 1973. The U.S. Supreme Court could overturn that decision by summer, leaving abortion issues left to each state. Judge Elizabeth Gleischer granted a preliminary injunction sought by Planned Parenthood of Michigan. The judge says there's no doubt that a right to bodily integrity in Michigan includes a right to end a pregnancy. Things are better than last year, but Michigan hotels and restaurants are still significantly short-staffed as we head into the summer tourism season. CEO Justin Winslow at the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association says a new survey shows about 80% of establishments need workers.
Most, nearly two-thirds, are operating with fewer hours because of inadequate staffing, and so that's clearly a challenge. You know, and the positive spin, if I can give to that, is that those numbers were into the 80s.
Winslow says a major part of the staffing problem is the lack of affordable housing. He was surprised that 60% of those responding to the survey from across the state said they had a hard time attracting staff due to a lack of places in which they could afford to live. A bill from State Representative Pauline Wentzel that seeks to fix a problem that prevents some community college students from participating in sports has been approved by a Michigan House committee. She tells us this concerns students in early middle college programs. Wentzel says under current state law, a student enrolled in an EMC is not allowed to participate in college athletics during the fifth year of their program. Under her bill, a student could compete as long as they've used up their 4 years of high school eligibility. Lake Michigan College approached her about the legislation.
The local community college came to me and said, hey, we have a problem. We think that this is a great program, the early middle college program, and we think some students aren't participating in this because they aren't eligible to play in sports, and they would like to do that. And it seemed like a pretty easy fix to me.
Wentzel says the bill could help to increase participation in early middle college programs at community colleges. It was approved by the House Education Committee unanimously this week. The legislation has the backing of Lake Michigan College, Kalamazoo Valley Community College, the Michigan Department of Education, several other community colleges, and the Michigan Community College Association. It now goes on to the full state house. A new director has been hired for the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. Jessica Ishmael is taking over following the retirement of Sue Kellogg at the end of last year. The SMSO board says Ishmael has a career in library management spanning more than 15 years. It says she was selected for the post due to her experience coordinating events targeting young people and her experience managing a large budget. Ishmael will start on June 1st. SMSO board president Bill Donnie says her energy and creativity are a fantastic fit for helping us bring new ideas to the table and then guide them to fruition. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.